Welcome to the Inside the Huddle podcast, where we talk about sports inside and outside the Warrior Nation.
This is 91.1 WEDM. I'm Judson. I'm here with Carly with another edition of Inside the Huddle.
We're in the studio with Javion and Randy. They're current Warren Central football players.
Yo, what's happening?
What's up?
How are you guys feeling coming into your senior season?
I feel great coming off the 14-0 state championship last year. We had a big target on our back. And we're going to have more pressure on us this year, considering we have David Bell and Romir Elliott leaving us. So it's a lot of stuff to do and a lot of plays to be made on our plate.
I honestly feel good. We've been working hard. We've been putting in work. We did lose some tremendous players last year that put up big money for us. But, like, then again, we got us coming back, and we can be just as strong as last year. So I feel pretty confident into this season, especially my senior year.
As seniors, do you guys feel the need to step up, or do you feel the same amount of pressure as last year?
Well, this is Warren Central, and tradition never graduates, so it's always next man up. And when it's your time or your number called, you got to make big plays and do what you do and just play your part. That's how Warren Central does it.
I mean, I do feel like I got to step up, but it's not like I'm under pressure or anything. I just got to play how I've been playing. I mean, it's my senior year, so I'm going to go harder than I've ever went before, but, you know, we got some other players that can help out this year, too.
How are you guys feeling about this scrimmage coming up against Carmel next Friday night?
Yeah, you know me and my boys going to come out dripped up, sauced up. Carmel looking as hit as in their mouth considering what we did to them in the state championship game. So we beat them twice last year. And considering that we got them as an opening, I wouldn't say it's an opening game, you feel me? But it's like we take it as a game even though it's a scrimmage. They're going to go 100, we're going to go 100, and we're just going to play to get better.
Yeah, Carmel going to... I feel like I'm confident in us, but like they going to come to play because they lost us in the state championship game, which is one of the biggest levels in high school football. When we go out there, it's going to be tough because they going to give us all they got, even though it's a scrimmage. Like Coach was saying, iron sharpens iron, so like we're going to have to go hard either way.
What is the team's expectations coming into this season?
We just got to go out there. We got to play hard. We got to come together as a team. We short right now. We don't got a lot of depth on our squad. We can just what we got to work with.
Anything you want to add, Javion?
You feel me? You got to keep coming, playing with heart, and keep doing what we're doing, and keep doing what Warren is best at doing. That's winning.
So how does the effort you put into practice affect you on game day?
You practice how you play. So if you practice like you nothing, you're going to play trash. So you got to practice with 100% every day, and whether it's from Coach Wellman tell you do down and backs at the beginning of practice to where you got to run a green mile from Coach West after practice. You just got to give it all you got, 110.
That's basically everything right there, because whatever you do in practice is going to translate to the field either way. Even if you don't think it's going to happen the same way. So whatever you're doing, it's going to just translate.
Everybody wants to know, what team or teams are you guys looking forward to playing this season?
Everybody.
All 14 of them. What's up? How many we got?
I mean, we got 9 regular season games.
All 9 of them.
I'm going to name them all. All right, you got Center Grove.
Week 1.
Trinity.
Week 2.
North Central.
Week 3.
LC.
Week 4.
Pike.
Week 5.
BD.
Week 6.
LN.
Week 7.
Carmel.
Week 8.
Bishop Sycamore.
Week 9.
And then it's the road to the state championship again.
How do you guys feel about sectionals and, like, going to state this year?
Well, starting off, we're going to have ups and downs throughout the season. So when it comes to sectionals, we're going to have to play hard. Everything's going to have to be sharp because anything can happen in the playoffs. Everybody coming to play, and everybody in Indiana makes the playoffs, so anybody can come hard at any given time.
We heard that Purcell had left. What's your guys' thoughts on that?
Just like I said earlier, it's the next man up, and I feel like Maddie's going to do something great this year. Even though Roman left, he's a great kid. He was a great quarterback for us, but, you know, good people move on, good people step up, so we'll see what Maddie has in his bag.
He left, but, like, I don't feel any tension. I don't feel anything, like, that's going to make us be any better or any worse than we already were. I mean, he did some things good, but he did some things bad, too. And with him leaving, I mean, it ain't really a problem, but like...
Has that had any positive impact on you guys?
It has had some positive impact, knowing that he's gone. We got Maddox stepping up, Kobe coming from tight end. It's so many positive things that have came, although he was a good quarterback, though.
So on the field, you guys have a good bond, it seems. What about off the field? Do you guys do any team bonding or hang out? What do you guys do?
Yeah, on the field, I feel like when you on the field... Well, when you're off the field, it corresponds to how you're on the field. So if you feel like you're comfortable with them, with your team off the field, and y'all can argue and fist fight or whatever, and then on the field, you can have permission to get on him if he's doing a bad play. But, yeah, off the field, we cool. Feel me? We kick it a lot of times, you know, do what teenagers do.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, you feel me? We a team. So, like, on the field, we do got a bond. But off the field, we like brothers. We still, we go over each other's house. We hang out. We go out to eat. We go places. We have fun. We still just teenagers, you feel me?
Now, going back to that question we just asked, do your coaches have any type of impact on the way you guys bond together?
Yeah, they got all the impact. I feel like they got all the impact us on the field and off the field. They act just like we do. Well, not considering that they're grown-ups and we're teenagers, but they have a bond on the field and off the field, and so do we. So I feel like that's all corresponds with Warren tradition again.
Yeah, they kind of like, they set the example of what we should be doing when we not together, like with them as coaches on the field. So like when we go out and we just with each other, like they like stay out of trouble, do this, do that, all everything.
Yeah, for sure. For sure that.
We got a tight bond. Like we all brothers outside of this game of football.
With David, Montrez, and Hunter gone, do you think the people filling their spots will live up to the expectations that they did?
They should. It's going to be real tough to do what David did, but like they can step up and make big plays, or just as many big plays as they did last year. You know, we can't really afford any injuries, so they gonna have to go hard even if times get tough.
Yep, just back to what I said earlier, next man up, and that's all it is in the game of football.
So with you guys this season, what are your guys' main goals this year for yourselves?
For me, really just be a leader for our team, make our team come together more, let the team view me as their leader on the team. Of course, like the reality stuff, like getting big D1 offers and all that, but like that's just that's personal stuff for me, like just offers, visits, games, all that. It's just like my stats and all that, that's just gonna come along with the game this year.
Yeah, like I told my coaches, I don't want to be a leader. I just want to be Javion, because if I be Javion, that's considered me doing myself. And me doing myself, that's wanting more than everybody else. So I can feel that's being a leader by not talking and just playing my game. And with my height, I like when the quarterbacks look that way because they think they can complete something or something. So I just got to ball and live up to the game of football and pray to God. So, yeah, I'm going to keep it at that.
Like, I ain't no OP leader, but I'm going to lead by example.
Sure.
So what positions do you both play?
I play running back and safety.
I'm just corner.
So with you on both offense and defense, how will that impact you this year?
I mean, I'm not going to be able to really play as much safety this year, just going through the season. But towards the end, I mean, it's going to take a toll on my body because I'm playing in the mix and I am a running back. So I'm going to get banged up a little bit. You feel me? So I'm not going to go on both sides of the ball and just wear myself out before like the team really need me. So like towards like sectionals and all that, that's when I'll start coming back more on defense. But right now, I'm on offense primarily, trying to help out the team as much as I can.
So with you playing mainly on defensive side, how do you think the defense will be this year?
We got a bunch of young bucks stepping up, considering we only got about four starters coming back from last year that really played in the game. Yeah, they all dang their DB, except for about Marquise Cross, Damon Jones, and Keyshawn Parks. Besides them three, we got a young team, so they either going to find a head on the swivel or they going to buy into the game and keep doing what Warren does.
Well, that was Javion Stanberry and Randy Wells here on Inside the Huddle on 91.1 WEDM.
For sure. You already know 10 out.
Time's gone.
91.1 WEDM. Welcome to a new season of Inside the Huddle podcast. I'm Colin Eccles. And this week, it's me, Mr. Desire Rilford, and the newbie, Isaiah Hoffman. Isaiah, this is your first time being on Inside the Huddle. Yeah. You excited? You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it's definitely going to be a good little setup this year. Talking about the NFL preseason, who we think is going to do the best, who we think is going to do the worst, blah, blah, blah. You know the drill. Taz, you want to start off? I know you were really hyped
definitely
to do this one. Go ahead, start off.
My go-to team that I'm going with this year, Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City. Can't be mad with that. Nah, that's a good pick. I like that pick. Patrick Mahomes.
They're just solid.
He's got the Madden curse, though. He got that cover curse.
I don't believe in a curse.
It's not a cover curse, man. Yeah. There's no such thing as a cover curse.
Brady's been on it multiple times.
And yeah. Won multiple Super Bowls. So, like, it don't really matter.
I don't believe in it no more.
Yeah. No, but I think that's definitely a really good choice. If they were to fall, who would you go with after them, though?
If Kansas City were to fall?
Yeah.
I'm not sure, man. There's so many good teams out. I'll probably go with the Chargers.
The
I think they're declining this year, bro.
What?
I really don't see the Chargers doing much.
Let me make this official. The Chargers declining, period. They're not winning.
Yeah, bro. I don't see the Chargers doing much.
At all. Okay, so here's my number one go-to. I'm with the Browns just because, you know, young hype, Baker Mayfield, OBJ,
that's hype.
Juice Landry. But still,
they're gonna have to learn how to gel together.
They already are gelled.
You see all those playmakers on one team. That's just too much, bro.
No,
I don't think.
And then
they got that
new returner. You hear about him?
Yeah.
His story's crazy.
His story's crazy. Like, dude went from being homeless to having an NFL contract in like a month.
He's about to get paid.
He's gonna get paid, yeah. But Browns my go-to this year.
I don't think it's the Browns this year, bro. Too much.
Who do you have?
It's inexperience. I'm tossed up between a few.
Oh.
My main pick, I think the Rams bounce back. I do think the Rams. I think they're going to learn from their mistakes.
No.
I think they do.
That's a decline. If it's
that's
any
a
kind
de-
of
that's,
decline.
You talking, if you talking about if you talking about the Chargers declining, the Rams are declining three times as much.
I don't think so, bro. I really like I like the Rams this year.
The Rams just struggle with the receiving core.
They've got no receivers.
Without Cooper Kupp,
they
just have nothing solid. Nothing solid.
Hey, what do we think about the Saints though this year? Let's go with that
it could be a 50-50. It could be a decline or it could be the same thing.
It's not going to be a decline.
Just with Breeze's age, I was just saying like it could.
It could be
a decline
You just went and bashed the Saints because Drew Breeze is old.
I'm not saying – I'm saying it could be 50-50.
What
it could either
mean?
Be a decline or it couldn't be – or it will be the same thing.
Have you not seen that offensive line? How many times do Breeze even go down in a game? Three times max.
Bro, one bad sack and he could be out.
That's not going to happen.
That's just –
The Saints
are not going to decline. If anything, they're going to stay right where they were at.
If anything –
which that should have been Super Bowl champions last year.
Really?
We're not going to talk about that call. We talked about that last year.
Because the Saints find a way to get cheated every time.
Every year.
Yeah.
For sure. Every year. But, I mean, yeah, it's just – it's going to be a weird year. But I think the – I'm going to switch my pick up and say the Saints.
It's going to be a fun year.
Because, I mean, Drew Brees did get the number one quarterback in the NFL, so –
So who do we think is going to be the most surprising team that just surprised? Because each and every year, that one team
Bears.
That just surprises
Bears.
Everyone.
I do, yeah.
Bears.
Everybody, you going with Chicago?
I'm going with Chicago.
Are you just going off, you saying that just because of the strength of the defense? Or
yes.
Just,
well, I mean, even last year, like. Because
that defense is
crazy. And they got a whole bunch of new weapons of offense, too.
That defensive backcourt with Khalil Mack. Crazy.
It's ridiculous. I think they're going to be the most, like, pop-out team this year.
Most defensive.
Well, I mean, they were in the playoffs last year. They just missed that field goal. That was it.
Yeah, of course. But that kicker missed, like, how many field goals that year?
Yeah.
Off the upright? He was, like, he put a six off the upright or something. Yeah.
What do we think
like
of the
that.
Hometown team?
I think the Colts may...
It's with Luck and his injuries, though.
He's going to be cool, though. By
they
the time
wasted season, money.
So. You think?
They wasted money.
Yeah, you could have signed.
He's never played. He's never started a season nor finished a season. He either comes in and during the middle of a season.
No, those first like 2 years he was fine, I think, and then it went down from there.
He's injury prone.
Rookie
never,
year he got hurt.
He's never either started a season or finished.
Yeah, he
a
really
season.
Hasn't.
He hasn't.
And if he has, he didn't have a good season.
Yeah,
2014.
He didn't have a good season.
We made it to the AFC title, or did he get hurt that year, too?
He got hurt that year. He didn't start that year.
He didn't start it off. Yeah, I'm saying, like, from start to finish,
he doesn't finish the entire season.
He's already out for preseason.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be back in a couple weeks, though.
Wasted money.
When did he hurt his ankle? Because that's what they said.
April. It was, like, April or May. So, bro's been down for, like, 3 months.
He's only been to 3 practices.
Golly.
Yeah, that's bad. That's really bad. But, yeah, I mean, that's my take on everything this year. Y'all got anything else?
He pulled a Gilbert Arenas in the NFL.
Whoa.
Without the violence. He's cheated like the money. Like,
yeah.
That guaranteed money.
He's getting paid more than he should.
To sit.
For sure. Yeah.
I'm a Cowboys fan, so I'm just kind of.
Yeah,
kinda,
you're suffering this year.
I'm
not going to talk about you.
I'm suffering.
Yeah, because you might lose.
Y'all going to lose everybody. And Dak.
No.
Yeah, you're
going to pay him the $40 million.
I just want to lose Dak and Garrett. That's it. I'll keep Zeke. I don't want Garrett. I don't want Garrett as the coach. I don't want Dak as the quarterback.
All right, you're done. We're done talking about this. That's my take on it.
That's my take.
Your take? Did you get anything else?
Take, no.
All right, that's going to finish up this little segment of Inside the Huddle podcast. Make sure you guys do stay tuned because we do have a couple more segments coming up. And make sure you check out our show next week, as always, on the podcast app and on our website, 91.1WEDM.com. Thank you very much for tuning in. That has been the preseason highlights of National Football League with Colin Echols, Desiree Relford, and Isaiah Hoffman.
This is Jaren here, and I'm with
Will Matchett.
And we're going to be talking about, well, tennis, well, the sport he plays. Well, I guess he loves to play, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, first off, tell me a little bit about yourself.
So I'm a junior here at Warren Central, and I've been playing tennis for about 6 or 7 years. It's really a game that I can enjoy and go out and have fun with my teammates. And, the team this year, it's a lot of fun. Everybody, we just have a good time out on the court, but we also work hard. And, I'm ready for the season.
Why did you start playing tennis? Like, what made you start playing?
My brother did. He started playing tennis.
Who's your brother?
Drew Matchett.
Yeah.
Hey,
Drew.
he started playing when he was in sixth grade. So I was a manager for the Creston team in fifth grade. Mm-hmm. And then,
oh, so you didn't actually play in fifth grade. You were just a manager.
No, yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, I was manager fifth grade. And sixth grade, I did start playing tennis, and I just kept going because it's something that I could do and I was decent at. So.
Was it like a Warren, like a Warren Township school?
Yeah, Creston Middle School.
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right.
So, yeah, ever since then, it's just something I can play and I'm good at and I can have fun. So.
You don't play any other sports but tennis, do you?
Track.
Oh, you run track?
Yeah.
Hey, so you've been playing tennis? You've been playing tennis like this whole time? Like even when your brother was here?
Yeah.
Sophomore year? So, like, are you on, like, JV or varsity?
Varsity.
Varsity this year? Was you on there last year with your brother?
No, I mainly played JV, but it is what it is.
Well, so how does it work? Like I know, only thing I know about tennis is, like, the points is called, I guess it's called, like, love or, like.
Yeah, like, yeah. So,
15, 30, 45, maybe 100.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've got a one doubles, which he's obviously our best player. And then we've got a two, no, excuse
oh,
me.
Oh, so
one singles, one, two singles, and then three singles. And then we have two doubles.
So, it's like a team effort?
Yeah.
So, like, so you're playing against someone and, like, if you win, that's 1 point for y'all, for the whole team?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So, do y'all, like, ever do, like, what do you mean by doubles? Like, two people on the court?
Yeah. So, we have a one doubles and a two doubles.
What's a two doubles?
It's just the second doubles.
Oh, like a second match?
No. So, you've got one doubles. That's the first two.
Like, the first two players who play?
Yes.
And then, like, the second
time. They're the best people that play at doubles. And then there's another.
So you're considered one of the best people?
Mm.
I'm not trying to joke.
No. No, not one of the best, but I bring the energy every match. And
How does it feel to win?
Man, it's awesome, especially if it's a close game and it's been going on for a while, especially so, you know, you'll have one set. You know, you may lose that one. Get
So if you lose, you're not out. You still can.
Yeah, you might get down, but then you have another set to try to get back in it. And especially if it goes into the third set, which is a tiebreaker, it's fun and awesome if you win.
So, who is the hardest opponent that you guys are gonna have this season? You think?
Obviously, Carmel and the Carmel. Mick. They're
Carmel. Who won state last year for it?
I'm not exactly sure, but I know Carmel's always a powerhouse.
Carmel's good at everything.
Yeah, they always,
to be honest,
put in a lot of work, and they're pretty tough.
Do you like play tennis outside of school or just like for school?
Just for school.
Just for school.
No clubs or anything.
No clubs.
Yeah.
You played tennis in middle school, right?
Yes.
So since you've been playing tennis, like, what was your most like thrilling moment? Like, best moment.
I did have a match last season. It was towards the beginning, and I was playing doubles with someone. He doesn't go here anymore. And we were down, and it really sucked, but we just kept our head in it, and we were down the first set, and we won the next two. So, yeah, that's really an awesome feeling. And
like down? Like, what you mean by down? Like, one? Hey, hold on. I know it's not like it's still like about this. It's not about the question, but like when you're, do y'all go to a certain amount of points or are y'all on a time limit?
So yeah, so we play 8-game pro sets. So pretty much.
So you play eight games against the same person?
Yeah. And it's the best 2 out of 3, pretty much.
So first one of 45 or something?
Yeah. So it goes love, and then you get 15, 30, 40.
So you basically got to score 4 points.
Yeah.
So, all right. That's interesting. That's a lot. I played tennis. Not played tennis for school, but like, yeah, you know, I played tennis. I don't know what I'd be doing. So, like, do you have any, like, you have a favorite tennis player?
No, honestly, I know it's surprising to say, but I don't like watching tennis a lot. I just like playing.
Just something to do at school.
Yeah, playing and being in the moment. It's just not very entertaining for me to watch it, but I mean,
it is boring on TV.
Yeah, obviously some guys like Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer, they're, I mean, it's always fun to watch them play, but I don't know. It's just something that doesn't really interest me a lot.
So when your season start, you think just karma is going to be your like toughest matchup, or do you have like, are you like worried about playing another team or?
Well, honestly, we don't have anything to worry about. We have a really strong team this season, but obviously there are some teams out there that will catch our attention and we need to get ready for it. But we've been working really hard, and I think that we're ready to take on any team.
I played against Drew like for a video. Did you see that?
No.
It was like last year or like sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
I played against Drew. Like he was sweating like crazy. I played against him. He just tore me up. Like he was so serious.
Yeah,
like,
he's pretty intense.
Yeah. Well, like anything else you would like to say, like about the upcoming season, like
upcoming season. Yeah, this team, we've been putting so much work in practice. We've been staying late.
Uh-huh.
We've been coming in over the weekends on Saturdays.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Like, what is your practice like? Like do y'all go in? Like, do y'all do certain, like, weights or something? Or
no.
Y'all go in, just hit the ball to the wall?
Yeah, we just come in after school, and we warm up and do some drills with coach, and I don't know.
I practice with the coach?
Yeah.
Who's your coach?
Coach Hines and Coach Butts.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Well, thank you, Will.
Yeah, no problem.
For coming in here.
Yeah.
And sitting down talking with me.
Yeah, no problem.
And that's the end of that.
All right.
Hi, welcome to 91.1 WEDM. You are listening to Inside the Huddle. Here today we have
Brianna Rainey,
Taylor Thomas,
and Coach Autumn Brown.
This is the volleyball team, and they are here to answer a few questions and talk about the sport. So we'll go this way. What got you started into volleyball?
My mom started taking me to, like, volleyball stuff when I was little because she played, and she really just wanted me to do the same thing, like, kind of project that experience onto me, and then I just got into it.
Yeah, I see that. What got you into volleyball?
Yeah, my mom also played middle school and all throughout high school. And at first, I was a runner. I ran cross country. And then in sixth grade, I started playing volleyball, and I fell in love with it.
And you coach, so you must have played at least at some point before.
Oh, definitely. I've played since I was probably, like, 6 years old. That's, like, 18 years. And I've been coaching for about 8 years now. I started coaching at the middle school that I went to and played at.
So, like, what got you started as a coach? Like, just the love of the sport?
They didn't have a coach for the 7th and 8th grade C team that year, and a lot of those girls were in my sister's class. So I knew them and, like, got to watch them grow up, and I didn't want them to not have a coach their 8th grade year. So I kind of stepped in as a senior in high school, and we went undefeated that season and won our division, and I've been in love with coaching ever since.
That's nice. Oh, okay, so on the topic of the last year, like, last year wasn't too well. So, like, what are some, like, improvements y'all plan on making, or new players? Y'all probably got some new girls starting or just new stuff.
We have a new coach. Coach Autumn has really been helping out with a lot of things. She's trying to change the way that Warren volleyball is seen and the way that we do Warren volleyball on and off the court. And I think that's one of the biggest things that is going to help make a complete change from what happened last season and making the seasons better.
You agree?
Yeah, definitely. Coach was still, she was still our coach, but she was the freshman coach. So kind of having her like on the sidelines during the varsity games was definitely a big impact. But I think this year, just being a senior and seeing like the new faces that we have, we definitely have a better chemistry, especially with our coaching staff. So,
Do you got anything you want to add?
I think just watching these girls last year and getting to see how Warren Athletics operates in general. We're winning 6A state football titles and we're winning basketball titles and track and boys and girls. And so, I mean, it just got me to thinking, like, why not volleyball? Like, why are these girls that are so talented and so skilled, like, not winning games? And so I think just stepping in this year, my biggest goal is to just change the team culture and change how Warren views volleyball, like Brianna said. Because it's important to these girls and it's important to me that we make an impact this year, especially for the seniors. So,
yeah, so both of you guys are seniors.
Mm-hmm.
So you play volleyball, like, the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, a lot of people see, like, a lot of what happens on the court. But, like, what happens, like, off the court, like, practice-wise and, like, how you train?
Like, off the court during practices, there's just a lot of drills that we get a lot of reps in. And we're making sure that we're staying positive and we're talking to each other and just really trying to improve with every practice and give everything at every practice. And, you know, like, I feel like people don't really see that. Like, we're still putting everything in. Like, it might not have shown very much in the games last season, but we're still doing that and we're still, like, giving it our all.
Yeah.
I know last year, like Bree said, everybody just kind of saw, like, us crumble on the court, and we kind of did in practice last year. We just did the same thing. We were very complacent in where we were. But this year we've got like a whole new energy coming in. Like every day at practice, like even at tryouts, we just had like this amazing energy.
Like a team bond almost.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. We've already planned team bonding and stuff. Even it doesn't even have to do with volleyball. Just hanging out and getting to know your teammates is just a very important factor in the chemistry on the court.
I'd say what happens on the court is a direct reflection of what we do off the court. And this year, it's a whole lot of love, and it's a whole lot of encouragement, and it's a whole lot of hard work. We went 4-4 in our summer scrimmage league this year, which was twice as many games as we won last year as a varsity team. And so I think that love and that encouragement and that persistence and hard work already is showing. So, yeah, putting in the work behind the scenes is definitely already showing on the court.
Yeah, so, and, like, it's seen, like the way you play will be, like, the way it's shown, like, because no one really sees what happens off the court.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they just kind of gather an image. But I know that all the girls are in there putting in, like, the work that they need to.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, even when it doesn't show on the court, like how do y'all, like, get people to, like, see that? Because all they can see is what they're being showed.
Well, I think it really just comes down to us. I mean, we control our side of the court. You know, I feel like if all the puzzle pieces aren't together, then we're just gonna crumble. Cause you need a pass, you need a set, you need a swing. So, to get people to see that, really, I mean, we just have to continue the hard work. I mean, hard work beats talent, as Coach Rob says. But, I think if we just keep putting in the work and keep putting Warren Volleyball out there, I mean, we're going to get the recognition that we deserve. It just takes time.
Anybody else want to add on that?
Yeah, I just feel like all the hard work that we're putting into practice, it will, like, eventually it will translate into our games. And then people will be able to see, like, that Warren Volleyball is not just something that's just at the school. Like, it's actually part of the school. And it's part of, like, the athletics, and it deserves more recognition. And I feel like if we keep putting that hard work in every day at practice, then eventually it will just shine through.
People will see that.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, at the end of the day, even if we're not winning all of our games, I mean, it comes down to us. Like, at the end of every practice, at the end of every school day, at the end of every game, it's us in the gym, in the locker room. So regardless of, you know, if we beat Carmel or if we don't, we know the work that we've been putting in, and we have each other. So,
yeah.
So, speaking of Carmel and all those schools, who is, like, your biggest threat? Or, like, who is, like, the person you'd like to beat the most?
Oh, we're getting Ben Davis this year.
Well, we're definitely going to beat LC this year.
LC, Ben Davis, Pike.
every school in our conference is definitely big competition, but I think LC and Ben Davis are our biggest, what we're looking forward to the most, probably.
Ben Davis is going to be our pink knight, so that's going to be a huge home game for us. But I think we'll probably go at least 500 in our conference this year. I can say that confidently.
Yes, sir.
So also, seeing as, like, last year, like, talking was, like, a problem. Like, people going for the same thing or thinking someone else has it. Mm-hmm. So, like, is that where kind of, like, the team bonding starts to kick in? Like, talking outside of the sport?
Yeah, I think you just have to trust. I mean, I feel like I can, like, I know when Bree's in the back row, I will trust her to get her pass up and vice versa. It's just really all about trust and knowing your teammates and knowing their abilities. I mean, I think we have a pretty solid team, so.
I think, like, one of the most important things in volleyball is that team chemistry, because without the team chemistry, you're not going to be able to run your middles. You're not going to be able to, like, trust your passers. You won't know who's going to get what or when or why. You have to really be able to trust your team, and I feel like it starts with that communication.
Mm-hmm. It starts off the court. Like, it's not, like,
yeah.
Like, the whole sport shouldn't be based on, like, oh, we only talk to each other in volleyball.
Yeah, right, definitely. Right.
You have anything you want to say on it?
Just communication in general. That's something else that we're striving to do with our team culture, is just to make sure that communication is always open, whether that's off the court, on the court, whatever. And as Taylor and Brown have both said, the more you communicate with somebody, the more that you trust them. And so if you can create that culture where you're not shamed for saying speaking your mind or saying what you want to say, then that open communication translates to the court, and then you start to trust each other, and it just looks good. It makes volleyball look so much better.
So, as you both being seniors, what are, like, some senior goals you guys have, like, to leave with?
I think senior goals would be definitely to have more wins than last year, and definitely, like, to leave behind a team that is proud of themselves and proud of their volleyball abilities. Not to be, like, ashamed, like, oh, I'm on the volleyball team, we didn't really do that good. Like, I want the volleyball team to be able to be confident in saying that I play volleyball at Warren Central.
Proud.
Yeah.
Proud.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, it's to win, but, I mean, we're going to win some, lose some. But as a senior, I just want my team to know that I want to, like, leave behind, like, not a legacy, but, you know, like, we set the tone for this next.
For better years and better
years
to come.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Oh, yeah. You're not a senior. So, also speaking of that, so even, like, volleyball, like, seeing as, like, the future of this season, like, y'all, everyone, like, expects a championship, but, like, y'all feel like y'all could really do that? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Never say never. I mean, in 2010 we beat Cathedral and we were sectional champs. So I mean, we can definitely do that again.
And one of the players that was on that sectional champ team is actually our freshman head coach this year. Brought back Kalisha. So it's exciting. But yeah, I mean, like they said, it's not really about wins and losses, but the talent and skill level and the communication that these girls bring on the court is unlike any team I've ever coached in my experience. They work together well. They run plays when I don't even ask them to make the plays. They keep the ball off the floor. And I mean, I think they would do anything to see each other win. Mm-hmm. And I think that is the biggest part of team culture and creating a championship culture, is doing whatever it takes so that you and your teammates don't fail. And
to see each other win and have those successes.
Absolutely. And they're already doing a great job of that.
Well, so, like, to wrap it up, when is your first game? Like, when can people come out and see when and where?
We play at Beach Grove on August 20th. We have a scrimmage this Wednesday against Roncalli. But, I mean, that doesn't really count because it's a scrimmage. Our first home game is the 26th against Roncalli. So that'll be a really high-energy game because Roncalli is historically really good. And that's our only home game in August. But if y'all want to come out the 29th to watch us beat LC at LC, that's going to be a big game for all of us.
Yeah. Well, thank you all for coming in after school anyways. Thanks for coming in and can't wait to see what you guys do on the court.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.